We mentioned in our Sabbath school class this morning that the Sabbath is about remembering. God knew that we needed to remember. It's good to remember, isn't it? Because it's easy for us to forget and just to get caught up in what's going on right now and forget. I'm thankful for the 4th of July. It gives me a chance to remember that we have freedom because men stood up and said, we're not going to do this anymore. And I'm thankful for the men who wrote up the Constitution. I was reading about one this week that wrote up the there shall be no test of a religion to hold public office. You know, that's a good, that says that you don't have to support the state religion to fit in to serve the people. So I'm thankful for the opportunities to remember. And so I wanted to look at what we are remembering with communion. I think we're remembering salvation. Communion, like the Passover, is all about being saved. When the Israelites, Israel remembered the Passover, they remembered how they were slaves, but God set them free. And it wasn't just because they got a voting block in Egypt. There had to be some serious miracles to get them out of there. And God was willing to do the serious miracles, whatever it took to get them out of there to save them. And God did the serious miracles to get you and me into salvation, didn't he? Wow. Who is God? Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It belongs to him. My little brother made a knife a while back. It's a hollow ground, stainless steel, gorgeous knife. He made it. I was so proud of him. He made this knife, and it's the most beautiful, solid piece of stainless steel. It's kind of thick, so it has some substance to it, and it's not a flimsy blade, but it's hollow ground, so the edge down there is real thin, and it can cut through just about anything that you want to cut through, but it's not going to break. And then he had this kind of special type of material that he put on for the handle, and the whole thing is one piece of metal, and it's just gorgeous. He made that. It belonged to him. He didn't even have to pay taxes on it. The government didn't know him. He didn't, you know, if anything you pay taxes on, you don't really own. You stop paying taxes on it, and you'll see how long you have it. But this was his. This was his, and he gave it to me. God created the earth, didn't he? It was so funny. The other night I was watching on YouTube, somebody was interviewing Richard Dawkins. Richard Dawkins is the most belligerent, anti-Christian, and there's something really irritating about him, and I finally figured it out. Richard Dawkins doesn't argue the points. He just gets up in your face and humiliates you until you quit. But someone asked him a question, can you think of a time in the flow of development of the species where something happened and made things more complex? And he was quiet, and he was thinking, and then he was quiet, and he was thinking, and he was quiet, and then he was thinking, and finally I could tell he was getting embarrassed because it was looking like he couldn't come up with a good answer where, poof, something gets more complex. So he kind of changed the subject and talked about something that was a kind of near what they had asked, but he changed the subject basically. God created this earth, and it's here because he wanted it here, and you're here because he wants people. And we need to remember that, don't we? This earth belonged to God until Satan lied and took it over and hijacked it. And now it has a bad reputation. I was reading this week, they found a place in Syria where there was a slaughterhouse for Christians. The Muslims would bring them up there and give them a little mock trial and cut their throats, cut their heads off, and set them along the wall and hang their bodies up. This world does not have a good reputation. But in the beginning, God created it. It belongs to him, or it belonged to him till it went rebellious. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, so God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters. And John 1:1-3 says, in the beginning was the Word. Who was the Word? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah, it was Jesus. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So the Godhead created this earth, and it belonged to them, and it rebelled, and Satan was out. What is God like? We need to remember that, don't we? It's amazing to me when you look around, you see what a good job Satan has done with confusing people about who God is and what he's really like. Wow. Even Christianity during the Dark Ages muddled the waters, and people didn't know who God was and what he was really like. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Here somebody was happy about God, wasn't it? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Does God want to pour out benefits? He came down with Adam and Eve. He probably looked forward to it, coming down and walking with them and talking to them about what they had done during the day. You know, if you're a good conversationalist, you don't just wait for people to take a breath so you can talk. You ask them questions about what they're talking about. Okay? God probably did that with Adam and Eve. Now, what'd you do next? Here's the God of the universe who's walking around the garden and letting them show him what they did today. Wow, God must really love people, doesn't he? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. This is what God stands for. This is who God is. Okay? Bad news is, I am broken. God is good, and I'm broken. I'm messed up. Our parents headed in the wrong direction, and we've been suffering ever since. Romans 3:23, for how many? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is there anybody here today that feels like you can look down your nose at everybody else in this room because you're better than they are? Is there anybody here who's not broken? Is there anybody here who's not tempted to head in the wrong direction? Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. The wages are what you earn, isn't it? We've worked hard to get where we are, haven't we? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we need to remember that if you give one penny for the gift, it's not a gift anymore, is it? It was a really good deal. We can do absolutely nothing to earn this gift of God, can we? God has a plan. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And this is what I remembered this morning in Sabbath school. Grace. Okay. Mercy is not getting what you deserve, right? The wages of sin is what? What did we earn? Grace is not getting what we deserve. Our mercy is not getting what we deserve. Grace is getting what Jesus deserved. When God looks at you, he sees all of Jesus' good works. Right? You have Jesus' reputation. Is that fair? And when Revelation, it says that you are going to be priests and kings, who deserves to be a priest and king? Jesus. And yet you are going to be priests and kings. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. which is death. Jesus got what you deserved, didn't he? Jesus got what you deserved. He got death. And you are getting priests and kings forever. Wow. Is God good? Wow. If there was only two possible beliefs in the world, one of them said, we live in this world, we were here because of some mistake and some happy combination of chemicals in a mud puddle on the back of a crystal, and we're here, and when we die, we're going to be dead forever. Or you and I are in the hands of a loving Creator God who wants us to live with Him forever, and who isn't even going to be allowing your brokenness to stand in the way, but has come up with a great way for you to have eternal life. Which one of those two plans do you want to motivate your life? The second one. Yeah, the second one. The second one. It certainly makes more sense, because if the first one's right, we might as well drink the Kool-Aid, right? There's not a whole lot for us. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's God's plan, isn't it? And Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. I mean, there's nothing I can do to pay God back. So, what does God want me to do? I can't pay Him back, but what does He want? Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. This is Joshua 24. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will, what? Serve the Lord. God wants us to make a decision, doesn't He? He wants us to make a decision. And He's happiest when we make a decision for Him. And what do I do? What does God want me to do about this grace? I have received grace. I like 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace. I'm not trying to be good so I can earn my way to heaven. I'm just sharing the grace that God has given me and growing in it, right? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. It's interesting, we've been serving, this is our month in Mount Shasta to serve at the Coffee Connection. We serve soup to the homeless, or basically anybody who wants to come in. And we had the best minestrone soup. I mean, I'm starting to tear up just thinking about how good that minestrone soup was. Our first week, Judy got the groceries down here, and we took them back, and we had so much veggies in that minestrone soup. I mean, it was a veggie-rich environment, and it was so delicious. I used my mother-in-law's Change Your Whole Life recipe, and it turned out great. And then we had, this last week, we had her potato corn chowder. I was there. I go over and do the music with another guy, and we remind people what this is all about through the music that we're doing. And I was up front, we were getting set up, and this young guy comes up to me. You could tell he'd been living on the street. He comes up to me and he says, hey, I've eaten here 2 weeks in a row. He says, can I help? I thought, wow, can I help? I've eaten here 2 weeks in a row. He's enjoyed the grace, hasn't he? And now he wants to give. Isn't that what it's about? Jesus, You have loved me and You have given me eternal life. God the Father, you have, through your Son, shown what your heart is like. You've given us life and you've bought us back. Can I help? And that's what communion's about, isn't it? Communion's about remembering this God, and we want to help because we realize the wonderful things that he's done for us. Isn't that your testimony? Isn't that what you think today? The Seventh-day Adventist Church, among a few of the other churches, participate in the ordinance of humility before we partake of the emblems. We wash one another's feet. Jesus said, if I've washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. Remember, Peter said, hey, you're not going to wash my feet. What did Jesus say? If I can't wash your feet, you can't have any part of me. And Jesus is saying, hey, listen, this is about humility. If your master and savior can't wash your feet, something's wrong here. And if you can't wash one another's feet, maybe there's something wrong here. Maybe we need to get this grace thing worked out. But we try to do this before our emblems of the emblem of humility before we have our emblems in here. Where do we go, Dave? Right here next door. Okay. Let's bow our heads, and I'd like to pray for you right now. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gospel. Thank you for giving us this good news about who you are and what you have for us, what you have in store for us for eternity, and what you have in store for us today as we rejoice in the gift of your Son, Jesus. He paid the debt that we owe that we might live the life that he deserves. And we thank you for that. Bless us as we serve each other and as we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. To those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And yet, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you."
Father, it's with joy on this serious occasion that we remember, as Jesus asks us to, that the blood of our Savior was shed so that we could have salvation. We know that the blood of Jesus is very special, and that your sacrifice for us was because you loved us. You want us back into your family. Each of us have been that lost sheep that you left everything to come and find. And as this morning, as we remember the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus spent for us, our hearts are drawn back to you. We ask that your Spirit would tie that connection to you so that we do not wander. We thank you for the privilege to be called sons and daughters of the Most High. Taking the name Christian, may it be more meaningful after today. We ask in Jesus' name.
Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. All you lambs, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Drink ye all of it.
Bible says they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. I'd like to sing doxology with you. Let's stand. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.